with pickles. You know, because a pickle is such a strong flavor to begin with. And then to add a lemon, which is also a strong flavor.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah.
It's like you're doubling up on the tartness.
Or something, know? Right? Yeah. That's, yeah. Okay. Well, what do you think, Dave?
I think my stomach hurts.
Good.
No, I got, yeah, fine one.
It's we
fine.
Are going to rate the Martin House Lemonade Pickle Beer a 1.
Yeah, and for me, it was... It's look, just not, I just think you missed what you were describing it as. You know, yeah. If you just said it was a lemonade, you know,
lemonade goza. Beer
or yeah. Lemonade goza, maybe I could buy that. But no, there's...
Don't hide the pickle. Wait.
Are you sure about that, Dave? Well,
I mean, unless you're actively playing a game of hide the pickle.
Okay. I'm just saying that my primary objective was a good exit strategy, and I'm feeling the need... For this to accelerate.
So after the show, guys, we're going to play hide the pickle.
As Dave just said, says the word hide the pickle. I'm like, yeah.
I think we found the title for this episode.
You know, yeah. I have absolutely discovered that I need to accelerate my exit strategy.
Okay, fine. Next, let's another beer from Martin House because they were kind enough to provide not one, but at least a couple of different types of pickle beers. This one is the orange pickle.
So beer. Salty.
So, again, I say orange with pickle.
It's so orange. It's like the lemonade thing all over again, but with orange.
But why?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
This is the strawberry pickle, right?
No, this is the orange. This is the orange.
Okay.
We haven't gotten to the strawberry yet.
See, Mike can't even keep up with the fruits.
We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is the summer of questionable decisions, and the questionable decision today is drinking a whole lot of pickle beers.
Dilly dilly.
Or something. Right before the break, we started talking about the orange pickle beer from Martin House in Fort Worth, Texas.
And Best Made Pickles.
And Best Made Pickles. So, Mike.
Yeah. Tell us about it, Mike.
I don't get the orange at really? All in this. I mean, it is still very lemony. Very
lemony?
Yeah, it is a very sour, a touch of salinity off of it. Yeah, I just, no. Uh-uh.
It tasted orange to me, but it was the same story as the lemon beer. Like, correct. It was just so citrus, so like whatever the fruit was. Like, I don't know where any pickle is other than it's just salty. It's like the first one was salty lemonade. This one was salty orange juice.
Okay.
And maybe a little sour somewhere in there, but eh.
But why, for the love of Well, everyone, like, would you put oranges with pickles?
Well, like, have you ever, like, have you guys had best made pickles? I don't know that I've ever tried them. I'd like to know what they taste like, or
I don't know that I've had that brand.
Have you had, like, the Sucker Punch pickles that with the steel, or?
No, yeah. I don't think I have.
Have you had the Wickles pickles?
I've had Wickles pickles. Okay. They're pretty good.
Okay.
Gotcha. Know,
but,
Okay.
I will add being a connoisseur of pickles to my
list. You should. List you can be a pickle judge.
Yes. Oh, jeez.
Mike's
I think I just heard my head explode.
Mike's seen a lot of pickles. He could probably judge them pretty well.
I could judge a lot of things from 50 yards or less.
Wow.
But, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm impressed by the salinity. It's a lot of salinity.
I'm so dry. I just think they
missed the mark with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Martin House orange pickle beer, we are going to rate a 1.
Make more Doppelbach, Martin House.
Yeah. Now, last but certainly not least from Martin House, we are going to go with the strawberry.
If you thought lemon was a weird choice to add to pickles, or that orange was maybe not so great,
let's go to strawberry land. Yes, and let's do the strawberry pickle.
This is all there. So you definitely pick up the strawberry in the aroma.
I smell the strawberry, yeah.
All day long.
Plus I smell the goza, or like the sour.
You know, yeah. it doesn't taste flavored up. So I would say the quality of the flavoring here is...
It's crazy. This might be the best one.
I mean, I don't think they used whole fruit with this, but you could convince me that, you know, they've really come very close to replicating.
Yeah.
If you had to definitely put strawberries into a pickle beer, that it would be all there, because it is all there for this.
And it actually lets some of the pickle flavor come through. Because it's not just salty. It's like there's some strawberry, then it's sort of a salty pickle flavor, and then it's kind of moves on.
So far, this is my favorite out of the flight we've had today. It's very well balanced as well.
Okay.
It's not like the strawberry is stepping in like, you know, the high C guy and just, yeah, I'm here. You know, it's provided enough, you know, room for all of these things to be there, but, you know, pretty and really good harmony. So I'm
shocked.
I'm gonna definitely say this is a drinkable beer.
Wow. So from Martin House, this strawberry pickle beer that's also made with best made pickles, we are going to rate a 3.
Are any food pairings come into mind with any of these beers, Mike? Or,
well, I think you need something that's going to stand up to the intense tartness. So you need something that is going to be sugar or fatty.
I was going to say, like, it has to be something with no salt in it. Kind of.
I think you need a soft cheese. Would be probably at the top of my list, or, you know, a really great brie, a really great camembert, but nothing that you would go down the path like a parmesan or a pecorino or something that, you know, there's really heavy, you know, salt overtone, you know, to that cheese.
Yeah, you don't want to add more salt to this.
You need something that's just, again, going to be very, you know, kind of fatty on your palate to actually compete with a lot of the salinity, you know, that you're going to see in a bunch of these beers. I can definitely see some people pounding a bag of Cheetos, you know, with a bunch of these. I know, I laugh. But, you know, I think that it's just going to, you need something that's just not going to compete with this much salt. I think it's really the key thing.
Yeah. It's got to be, I think, to your point, something with a lot of fat in it.
Blackberry cobbler.
Yeah.
You know,
a cheesecake. I guess maybe, which is a weird, strange combo.
That is very strange.
But it would cut through that salt.
Yes, all that milk fat and sugars, yeah. you know.
And the salt in the beer would actually maybe enhance the flavors of the dessert a little bit too.
I don't think I'd go after anything that's going to bring any bitterness, like a chocolate. I think that would actually take it down the wrong path.
Yeah.
I think cream milk. I think that's where you got to go.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Next beer.
Interesting.
The last beer.
Yes. Okay. Quickly. So from Pilot Project Brewing in Chicago, Illinois. Ugh. This is Donna's Pickle Beer Lager. So it's a lager with real pickle juice.
I think this is a great beer. I don't know that I would describe this as a pickle beer. This tastes like a good lager that has some additional flavoring that's been added to it.
Yeah.
The pickle juice doesn't come in and club this.
It's more like a cucumber lager to me, because there's no real dill or salt. Like, the brininess of the pickle is not in this beer.
I'm not getting the salinity that I have with the others.
Super light.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are going to rate Donna's pickle beer a 2.
Need a little more zhuzh to it, I think.
And I've seen this around town a lot. Yeah, a lot. Well, folks, that's going to do it. The things we do for our fans. Yes. Whew. No offense. I'm glad this episode is over. It's a lot of saltiness. Well, anyways, good boy, Mike. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. Come back and check out any of other past episodes as well. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good boy, Dave. Thanks so much for being here.
Dilly dilly.
Of course. This is good old gal Juliana. Thanks so much for joining us. Keep
on
chugging.
Use hand puppets with that when you say dilly dilly.
Only under the table.
Really?
And not my hands.
Not like a class or something. Like, say dilly dilly better, you know?
Dilly dilly.
Oh boy. Waiting for the next episode. Bye, folks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
is bird note. The colorful feathers and loud songs of male songbirds often catch a birder's attention first. Observing females often means birding more slowly, noticing subtle differences in plumage and behavior, says Joanna Wu. She is part of a group called the Galbatrosses. They're encouraging birders to spend more time identifying female birds.
It slows things down dramatically, and all of us galbatrosses have experienced taking 20 minutes to identify a single bird.
Many female warblers are shades of greenish-yellow, making it tricky to figure out which species they are. But Joanna says the bird's behavior can give her clues.
Now I try to go out and see if I can find its mate, because oftentimes they're calling to each other, and then that will help me figure out who the bird is. I'll listen to her call notes. That can be a distinguishing factor.
Fellow galbatross Perbita Saha says that watching for females can help us understand birds on a deeper level.
I would say it's made us see birds as individuals rather than just species. So because we're looking at each bird's behavior or how they're communicating with each other, you just realize that each bird, even among a flock, has different personalities. Each bird is unique, and each bird has something to teach us.
By listening and watching carefully, birders can learn more about female birds, and they can share that knowledge with the galbatrosses, who are compiling people's notes on female bird ID. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.